2 with Robin Lauder, East Coast FM.
When I said to Laura this morning, I'm going to teach the kids how to make a galaxy in the jar. I said, oh, God, so lazy.
No, I didn't say
put
that.
Galaxy bar in the microwave.
God, you're about to melt one into a jar, are you?
Yeah. So listen, this is this can be a sensory jar, but it can be like a calming jar. And trust me, I know all about this stuff because I need it as a dad. So depending on the size of the galaxy you're making, you may need as many as 3 bags of cotton balls. So this is the main thing. You're going to need loads of these things, depending on the size of your jar, obviously. So get a few. So you're going to need a clean glass jar with a lid, some acrylic paint, at least 2 colours, some cotton balls, as mentioned, some fine glitter, silver preferably, and water. So here's how you make your galaxy jar. You fill 1/3 of the jar with water to begin with. Then you add several drops of your acrylic paint to the water. Put the lid on your jar and then shake it to mix the paint and the water. Add a bit of fine glitter to the water and the paint solution because they're the stars, you see. They're the stars in your
galaxy. Okay.
All right. So you stretch out and elongate your cotton balls. You add them to the water until the bottom's filled with cotton, pressing them down with a stick or something. Then you fill the other third of the jar with water, add more of your acrylic paint, and repeat those steps. Give it a shake, add more cotton balls, do it again, etc. Finally, you fill the final third of the jar with water and repeat those steps you had previously until the jar is full and the paint is nicely mixed and you've got all the glitter in it. And there you have a galaxy in a jar, Laura.
Cool.
Very simple.
Have you tried it?
I'll do it today.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we've got a lot. I think we were. What's the thing we used to look into?
I'm trying to figure out how the cotton keeps separated from the water in the layers.
You're pulling it all apart and you're stuffing it in.
Right.
And that's why you need so many bags of it.
Okay.
You know? But it's great. And there's pictures of the process and that tutorial there on our Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed with Robin Lauren. The final result is deadly.
Brilliant. There you go. There's your how-to for today with Robin Lauren.